This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66. WFAN and WFAN-FM, New York.
Well, good morning and welcome to Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on this Sunday morning, June 1. Hey, June. Where's the warm weather? Talking Golf with Ann Liguori is brought to you by Travelers Championship. See the PGA Tour's biggest names June 18th through the 22nd at TPC River Highlands. Visit TravelersChampionship.com for information. And by Concert Golf Partners and its family of 38 upscale private clubs. Concert preserves the unique culture of each club and invest capital annually to enhance the member experience. Looking to sell or recapitalize your club? Discover ConcertGolfPartners.com. How are we doing? So glad you can join me on this Sunday morning. Hope you had a great week. And it's been a busy week for me. I hosted my 27th annual Ann Liguori Foundation Charity Golf Classic this past Tuesday at West Hampton Country Club, benefiting St. Jude and cancer research. And boy, were we lucky with the weather. It was sunny. It was beautiful on Tuesday. And I don't stress out about the weather. I try not to look at the forecast because you just never know. But when you have a gorgeous day in May, like we did on Tuesday, it is reason to celebrate because, you know, May weather can be so dicey. But anyway, you know, a lot of the golfers who come in from different parts of the country to play in my annual charity tournament, they stay for several days and they play other top golf courses on the east end of Long Island. So a one-day charity event really turns into like 4 or 5 days of golf and festivities. But it's always a great time. And I want to thank all the participants, our team of volunteers, our sponsors, our donors. You know, they just support this event every year, and it is for a great cause. We all have been affected directly or indirectly by cancer. In fact, you know, a lot of golfers at the outing came up to me, and they share their own personal stories about losing a loved one to cancer. And, you know, we just can't do enough to raise money and awareness about this dreaded disease. And St. Jude does incredible work for children with cancer and their families. Treatments developed at St. Jude have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80% since it opened more than 60 years ago. And families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. It's just remarkable what they do. And, you know, the entire golf industry, they're just so generous. And we get products for the prize table from TaylorMade, from Callaway, from Tour Edge. Makefield putters were involved this year. Dune and Burke. We got a great donation from North and West Coast Irish Links, from Sandals Resorts. The Eye King sunglasses guys were there to fit everybody for some sunglasses. Indigo East End, Canoe Place Inn, Ibe Cool, Motor City Seafood. We got golf instruction from Michael Manavian and Tom Patry, two of the top golf instructors in the country. We auctioned off some of their items. Tommy and Shonda Foster always donate. And, you know, we auctioned off foursomes to Nassau Country Club and Sabonic, Agawamis, Atlantic. I mean, really good stuff. So thanks again for everybody who participated. And, yeah, as I said, we are so lucky with the weather. And then the day after my outing, I had the pleasure of doing a book signing at the Baiting Hollow Club for the Patriots Cup golf event, which was organized by Tony Ruggieri and benefits Folds of Honor. And you all know the great work that Folds of Honor does. They provide scholarships to the spouses and children of military members who lost their lives, disabled military, and to families of first responders. So I was honored to be a part of that event as well. Well, the U.S. Women's Open finishing up this afternoon. It's the second major on the women's calendar. They're playing at Erin Hills in Wisconsin, competing for $12 million in prize money. It's actually the highest purse in women's golf. And the winner this afternoon will take home $2.4 million. And Maja Stark, 25 years old from Sweden. She's only been on the tour since 2022. She holds a 54-hole lead for the first time at a major championship. Stark shot a 2-under-70 yesterday, 3 birdies, 1 bogey. And she's the only player in the field with 3 straight rounds under par. She scored 70, 69, 70, and she's hoping to win her first major title. Now, she's at 7-under and leads Julia Lopez Ramirez of Spain by 1. And this is Ramirez's first major championship. She's a rookie playing lights out. And Rio Takeda, Hanako Sabuno, and Mayo Saigo, they're a couple behind. Saigo had the lead coming into the third round, but after a birdie-bogey-birdie start, she bogeyed holes 4, 5, and 6. And then she had another bogey in 17. Saigo, she won the Chevron Championship. Man, can she play. She is so good. And her fellow countrywomen, Takeda, shot a 2-under. She's also at 5-under. And Sabuno, also of Japan, is at 5-under. So there's a lot of firepower, that tight leaderboard. It's going to be pretty exciting this afternoon. Nelly Korda is among a couple at 3-under for the championship, only 4 shots back. So Nelly still has a good chance, depending on how the top players do. So Maja Stark hit 12 of 14 fairways and 12 of 18 greens in regulation. I mean, this course, it's very, very tricky. I was there for the men's U.S. Open a number of years ago. Very fast, tricky green complexes, high rough, kind of rolling, tricky fairways. The course averaged a score of 75 yesterday. And Nelly Korda, after that stunning 567 in the second round, she got off to a pretty rough start yesterday. 4 bogeys on the front nine. She had 3 birdies on the back. She shot a plus 173. And, you know, she's coming off such an incredible season last year, 7 wins overall, including 5 straight. There's so much pressure on Nelly Korda to win, to represent the U.S. of A. You know, she'd love to win a U.S. Open to go with her 2 other majors. But, you know, she's only, what, 3 shots back. She's at 4-under. She's 3 shots back. Not impossible. She could still do it. The winner will also earn a U.S. Women's Open exemption for the next 10 years and a 5-year exemption to the other majors, the Chevron Championship, the Women's Open, the Women's PGA Championship, and the Evian Championship. So, and the great news is you can watch the entire, well, most of it from 2 to 7, 5 hours of live coverage on NBC. That is great. We're always complaining that you can't see women in prime time, the women golfers, but this afternoon you certainly can. And Maja Stark and Julia Lopez Ramirez, they get started at 2:10 Eastern Time. Nelly Korda She'll be paired with Mayo Saigo, and they start at 1:48 Eastern this afternoon. The Memorial in Dublin, Ohio, Jack Nicklaus's home course, which has hosted the Memorial Tournament for 50 years. And every year, the tournament honors a deserving individual in golf. And this year, they honored Barbara Nicklaus, who's been married to Jack for 65 years. I can't think of a better choice. Barbara Nicklaus is truly the first lady of golf. She's known for her charitable work. She just does so much for a variety of charities. And, you know, she likes being behind the scenes, letting other people shine. Her support of Jack and her family has just been so beautiful to watch throughout the years. And, you know, every time I see her, she makes a point to say hello. She treats you like, you know, you've been a friend of hers for years. I visited with her a few weeks ago in Florida at the Floridian Club when she and Jack attended Gary Player's 90th birthday bash and the charity golf event that he put on. And she is always so pleasant and always so sweet. And I'm proud to call her my friend. So congratulations to Barbara, who is the honoree of this year's memorial. She and Jack have 5 children, 24 grandchildren, and 7 great-grandchildren. And they were all there at the memorial tournament to watch Barbara Nicklaus get honored this past Wednesday. She is truly an icon. And look who's winning the memorial, none other than defending champion Scottie Scheffler. He carded a bogey-free 4-under-68, and at 8-under for the tournament, he leads Ben Griffin by 1. Griffin shot an even par 72 yesterday, and his bogey on the 18th dropped him out of the lead. Scheffler is 3 shots ahead of Nick Taylor and 5 shots ahead of Sepp Straka, Keegan Bradley, and Jordan Spieth. So Scotty could do it again. He's looking for his 3rd win in 4 starts. He just continues to impress. Just incredible. And 2 months ago, who had heard of Ben Griffin? He was ranked in the 50s and 60s in the world golf rankings. Then he wins the Zurich Classic of New Orleans with his partner Andrew Novak. And then he wins the Charles Schwab Challenge after a tie for 8th at the PGA Championship. So Griffin's ranking has improved. He's up to 24 in the world right now. And, of course, looking perhaps to make a Ryder Cup team. He's number 13 on the Ryder Cup point standings. So he's been playing lights out. And Rory McIlroy, he is not playing the Memorial. And Jack Nicklaus said he was very surprised that he did not hear from Rory himself that he was not going to play. Jack said he learned about McIlroy's plan to take a pass on the Memorial just last week with everybody else. And said he can only speculate on the reason because he never received an explanation. So not good. Rory could have picked up the phone and called Jack, right? The greatest player of all time, but that's not the case. We will talk about Rory McIlroy after the 7:40 break with Timothy Gay, who wrote Rory Land, the up and down world of golf's global icon. But in the first segment of the show, we are going to talk about actually planning a trip to Ireland, to the northwest of Ireland. And I was honored to be named president of the Carn Golf Club International Members Association, succeeding best-selling author Tom Coyne. And a lot of people, you know, ask me where they should play, where they should fly into, and where they should stay. So I figured it'd be a good segment to get John McLaughlin, the head of North and West Coast Links Ireland, and Ellen Maloney, owner of Mount Falcon Estate. You'll hear that conversation right after the 7:20 break. So they can tell you about planning your perfect Irish golf trip. So we're going to do that in a few minutes, but let me first tell you that at the Travelers Championship, you don't just see the action, you feel it. All the excitement, all the players, all 4 days, with returning champion Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, and other PGA Tour greats at nearby TPC River Highlands. It's the Northeast's only PGA Tour signature event this June 18th through the 22nd. For tickets and information, visit TravelersChampionship.com.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on the Fan.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori. And those of you who listen to Talking Golf on a regular basis know that Ireland is my favorite golf destination. I'm often asked where to play golf in Ireland, where to stay, and how to plan a golf trip there. Well, this morning, I introduce you to John McLaughlin of North and West Coast Links Ireland. He organizes trips to the northwest of Ireland and beyond. And to Alan Maloney, owner of Mount Falcon Estate in County Mayo. John and Alan can share information about golfing in Ireland, how to plan a golfing trip, and the many other activities to do while on the Emerald Isle. Gentlemen, welcome to Talking Golf.
Hi, Ann. Good afternoon to all of you listening.
Morning, Ann. How are you?
Good, 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 good. John, you represent some of the top courses in the northwest of Ireland. Talk about some of these top links courses in that area that American golfers should put on their radar.
Yeah, so we've been doing work with a lot of the great golf courses in this area for 35 years at this stage, Ann. We basically carry out their international marketing function. So we attend about 30, 35 shows a year all over the world. Some of the great golf courses that you'll experience when you're here. I know you were here recently visiting Carn in Mayo. So Carn Links, fantastic golf course. And it's grown just slightly north of that, very close to where Alan's located there with Mount Falcon. And then just slightly north of that again, you have Strand Hill. And then up into Ballyliffin, host of an Irish Open in 2018. Across the border then, Castle Rock. Martin Hartree redesigned, very nice golf course. Port Stewart, Irish Open Golf Course 2017. And then Royal Portrush, the host of this year's Open Championship in July, and we're all looking forward to that. And then we do work with other golf courses down the East Coast. A lot of the flights come into Dublin, so we work a lot with Jemison Links, Portmarnock Links there, and Beltray, Killeen Castle, places like that. So we have tentacles all over Ireland, and we book golf all over Ireland, but we preliminarily want to see all these international golfers come into the West and Northwest, because it's a very unique experience, and you know, people are so well taken care of. Golf is fantastic. You'll hear a little bit about the hospitality from Alan, but the hospitality is second to none. Food really good. So yeah, it's a great location for a golf vacation, and it's great fun.
I know one third of the world's links courses are in Ireland, which is just incredible. And, you know, a lot of golfers who have not played links golf ask, what exactly is links golf? How would you describe it, John? And why is links golf so different than most of the courses in our country?
Well, I suppose links golf, by definition, it's the land that links the land to the sea. So it's on the coast, it's sand-based, and that's really what makes it different. During this time of the year, during the summer, with the lovely sunshine and good weather we have, these golf courses tend to get fast. You know, they're very natural. So because of the natural drainage and all of that, and with sand-based, the golf courses are very, very natural, very unique. You know, we have a multitude of parkland golf courses in Ireland too, but the big difference is that the links courses play a little bit different. You always have a little bit of breeze to contend with. Although when you were here last week, Anne, you didn't have any at all, which is highly, highly unusual. We've had 7 or 8 weeks of fantastic weather with no wind, and almost a drought in Ireland with the sunshine that we've had. And that's highly unusual. But yeah, the golf courses play a little bit differently. They're unique. I suppose Ireland, Scotland, England would account for most of the world's links golf courses. And we have just some fantastic links courses in Ireland. As you said, there's only 153 or 4 links courses in the world. We've over 50 of them here in Ireland, and I'm very proud of them.
And obviously, I have to talk about Carn. I was just chosen to be the president of the Carn Golf Club International Members Association, succeeding Tom Coyne, best-selling author, who brought actor Bill Murray over there and has done so much for Carn and for Ireland. And it's so special there. That dunescape there, John, is really so extraordinary. Can you talk a little bit about Carn and what makes it so different?
Yeah, Carn is unique. It's got some of the highest sand dunes in Ireland. So as you meander through the fairways, you've got these beautiful dunes on either side of you, you know, covered in that long, wispy marram grass. And, you know, the smells, the sound of the ocean when you're playing these golf courses, you know, just beautiful. And, you know, Carn have 27 holes. You've got big shoes to fill there, Anne, following Tom Coyne, no better woman to do it for sure. But it's a great privilege for you to be the international president, and I hope you get to enjoy it as well as work hard at the role.
Well, I don't know if I'll play 150 rounds a year like Tom Coyne, but I'll try to get out there as much as I can. Alan, you are the owner of Mount Falcon Estate, just a stunning country house built in the 1800s and situated on 100 acres, just beautiful. We were just there. You were just the most incredible host. Tell us about Mount Falcon and all it has to offer.
Sure, thanks, Anne. Mount Falcon is a home. It was designed as a home, and while it's open to all guests, and it is by definition a hotel, I suppose you could call the entire estate like a small resort, in the sense that the hotel is it's a relatively small hotel, boutique hotel with 32 bedrooms, but we've developed 45 lodges within the estate, all of which have 3 or 4 bedrooms. So the entire accommodation facility is 175 bedrooms, the epicenter of which is obviously the original manor house, which we've extended very sensitively. And that acts effectively as the kind of fulcrum, the epicenter of the estate. But the lodges are no longer than 300 or 400 yards from the hotel.
The entire estate is surrounded with this extraordinary native deciduous woodland. So it provides a sense of serenity. I mean, probably best describe the estate as a parkland in terms of its topography, but it's the trees that actually make it. It provides a lovely sense of serenity, as I said, and the place is just humming with nature constantly. It never ceases to amaze me. Been a big fan of the natural science myself. I mean, I've already personally identified 98 species of fauna just within the 100 acres here alone. I mean, it's extraordinary over 20 years. And but when it comes to the trees, as I mentioned, I have 197 species here, of which 163 I've been able to identify. But there's still 30 or 40 I can't identify, and the best arborists that I've come across can't identify them, and that's because of the history of the estate. It was a British landlord's house, and as I'm sure you're aware, they were great travellers around the world, so they brought seedlings back from different parts of the world, and hence, as I said. But anyway, so that's Mount Falcon. We're just based just south of Ballina. We work hand in glove with John, specifically in Northwest Coast Links, because we more or less act as the accommodation hub for golfers who come to the region. I mean, within our nucleus, within an hour's drive, four of the golf courses that John referred to there are all easily accessible from here. Carn, to which you rightly pontificated about, and congratulations, Anne, again, with your appointment. Carn is only an hour's drive from here to west. Enniscrone is our nearest one, which is literally only 15 or 20 minutes by car from here. And then as we touch up north to the Sligo border, we have both Strandhill and we have Ross's Point, otherwise known as County Sligo. So we have four unique, distinctive championship standard links golf courses, all of which that complement each other. You know, they're kind of different in their own. And we act as the accommodation base here. So apart from the accommodation, though, obviously we've got a range of other activities which are often appreciated by golfers. For example, angling, fishing is very big in the region here. Actually, personally, I can't think of a location in the world that offers championship links golf courses and 25 game angling facilities or locations, particularly for fishing for game fish, which we describe obviously as brown trout, sea trout, and particularly the Atlantic salmon. And the jewel in the crown is the River Moy. It's Ireland's most prolific salmon river. It actually runs through the estate, so we own 3 miles of it here. So it presents the opportunity among a number of other activities, but for golfers, not only, and I stress, it's probably the only location. I know Scotland fairly well, and I don't know a location in Scotland where they're co-located, but you can play one of these extraordinary links golf courses in the morning, and they'll be fishing for Atlantic salmon in the afternoon. I don't know a location anywhere where you can do the two in that close proximity.
So plus the beautiful spa there, Alan. And, you know, there's, if you're not a golfer, there are a lot of other things to do, right?
The golf is as good as anywhere on the planet, if not better. And it is. But for me, the Western Seaboard is all about the experience. It's all about the engagement. It's all about the people. I mean, I've talked to thousands and thousands of golfers that come through here and, you know, previous trips. And as I know myself from going on golf trip, the real memories are actually not necessarily in the golf course. I mean, they may recall some extraordinary shots that they played or a great round they put together, but it's all about the experience. And the West Coast of Ireland, in my opinion, is the most authentic Irish experience of the island. And it comes down to its people. It's that engagement with people. And that's why, as beautiful as Mount Falcon is, and thankfully, and I love the place, as you know, but I encourage people too. And I tell all the golfers here, I said, go into town. Ballina, our nearest town, is only 3 miles from here. I tell them all, I said, get in a cab and go in there, as lovely as it is here. Get in a cab and go in there and just follow your ear. And what I mean by that is the engagement with Irish people, with native people. You'll hear it. You'll hear what we call the crack. That's the interaction. That's the sense of humor. That's the wit. That's the laughter. And that's all part of the experience as well. And because the West of Ireland, given its history, I believe it's the most authentic part. And I really think, apart from that and a whole load of other experiences people have here, I think that's what makes the trips most memorable.
Oh, absolutely. You took us into town and we met your buddy, Ed, who owns VJ Darity's. It's the coolest pub I've ever been in. It was just such an authentic experience. And I really appreciate you doing that. John, you know, the proximity of Mount Falcon to Carn and Enniscrone, Strandhill, some of these great golf courses. Talk a little bit. Do people fly into Dublin or Shannon? What's the best way to access the northwest of Ireland?
Yeah, really, either or. A lot of the flights coming into Ireland do come into Dublin, and you have some hubs into Shannon as well. Yes, either or. Basically, what we do, we take care of everything after you hit the ground. So you book your own flights or for your group or for your family or for yourselves, whatever way it is. We'll organize to get you picked up in a luxury coach or get a rental car for you. And most people actually take a driver or take a coach. And then we get you around the country. So we look after your golf, your accommodations, any of those extra things that Alan was talking about, like sightseeing, like fishing. We can put all of that onto an itinerary. We'll add in some whiskey tasting. So, you know, there are so many things, Woolen Mills, the Schlieglieg Cliffs, you know, so there's an awful lot of things to do in Ireland. And, you know, it's great to have somebody on the ground who has the local experience and the contacts and to point you in the right direction and to get you on the road. Then it's up to yourself after that, because as Alan said, you're going to follow your ear and follow your eyes and you'll meet so many people. You pop into the local bars where you hear a bit of fun going on, great music, great food, and just great crack, as we say here, great fun.
And the hospitality of the Irish, it's second to none. I think that's why Americans, not only are the courses just spectacular and the scenic beauty, but just really the hospitality of the people, the crack, as you call it. Now, I know the Open Championship is approaching Royal Portrush. Will you both be going? And what are you expecting this time around after Ireland's own Shane Lowry won it there in 2019?
Well, I pop in there first, Alan, if I may. Yes, we're very much looking forward to it. We're actually authorized ticket providers, so we still have a few packages left, hospitality packages left for the Open. I think it's going to be a fantastic week. We have quite a few golfers coming in the week before, and they'll experience these great golf courses and Mount Falcon and other hotels all up along the seaboard. So they'll be here the week before, go to the Open, and some of them then go to the Open and come in for the week after. So, you know, it's a 3 or 4 week buzz around the Open here in Ireland. We expect it to be very busy. We're not sure who's going to win it yet this year, and I did predict Shane Lowry the last time, so I'm not sure yet. I must study the form. Alan would be a very good man to study the form. So he might be able to give you a better handle on who's actually going to win it. We're looking forward to it for sure.
Alan, will you be up there? I'm sure you won't miss that, right?
Well, I couldn't miss it. I mean, you know, to have that event on this island again, I was up there with John the last time it was held here, and it was just such an incredible experience. So I will certainly be up there at some stage, and obviously, as John said, it is obviously a busy time for all of us, obviously, in the hospitality industry, thankfully, because we have so many of your compatriots who are availing of the opportunity to come over, and we'll be hosting them here on different itineraries, either pre or post the Open. But I'll certainly make it up there. I think it's a unique atmosphere. It's a unique event. It's not often, obviously, we have the privilege of hosting a major, and I wouldn't want to miss it. In terms of who win it, who only knows, but spend some time with the family. And it wouldn't surprise me, the serendipity of life, if Lowry does the double on the Open in Ireland. I think it would be a wonderful irony about it. We would obviously be delighted if he would. But at the end of the day, look, let the best man or lady win. And that's what we want. We want a good competitive event, and undoubtedly it will be. So, and we look forward, as I said, to hosting and welcoming all your wonderful listeners over from the North American continent.
And you have hosted so many dignitaries and celebrities around the world. I know Tiger loves to fish there, as does Mark O'Meara. And boy, the people you have met, we'll save that for another show. Alan Maloney of Mount Falcon Estate, thank you so much for joining us. John McLaughlin, continued success, and can't wait to get back. Thanks for being on Talking Golf.
Thank you, Matt.
All righty. Well, for more information, you can visit www.northandwestcoastlinks.com and www.mountfalcon.com. Just a very special part of Ireland in the Northwest. All right. Well, coming up, we will stay on the Irish theme and talk about Ireland's biggest sports star and really golf's biggest global star, Rory McIlroy. Timothy Gay wrote a book called The Up and Down World of Golf's Global Icon, Rory Land, and we'll be back with Timothy Gay right after I tell you that at the Travelers Championship, you don't just see the action, you feel it. All the excitement, all the players, all 4 days with returning champions Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, and other PGA Tour greats at nearby TPC River Highlands. It's the Northeast's only PGA Tour signature event this June 18th through the 22nd. For tickets and information, visit TravelersChampionship.com.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com. And make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Hey, 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 and welcome back to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori. And Rory McIlroy became only the sixth male player in golf history to capture the career Grand Slam when he won the Masters title this past April. You know, he's most likable, sometimes just brutally honest. He's an open book kind of guy, yet he is full of contradictions. And Timothy Gay, author of Rory Land, the up and down world of golf's global icon, joins us now to offer his insight on Rory McIlroy. Hey, Timothy, welcome to Talking Golf.
Well, good morning, Ann. Can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Ah, my pleasure. I love the book. And in your introduction in the book, you call Rory McIlroy, in quotes, overexposed, overextended, way overanalyzed, profoundly human, and immensely likable superstar who supposedly spat on a billion Saudi bucks and by his own admission is the sacrificial lamb of the tour's LIV Golf fiasco. That That's quite the paragraph, but that's what the book's all about.
Yeah, it sure is. He is a bundle of contradictions, but that's what makes him such a fascinating and I think really empathetic guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've covered his career all these years, and I would agree with you on that line. Why is he overexposed, overextended, overanalyzed? And I mean, he's a man of contradiction, right?
Yeah, he sure is, and I think he has gotten himself embroiled in too many controversies, become the face and the voice of too many things. I think he recognizes now that he's spread himself too thin, which is why he's backed off the LIV debate. It was he hurt himself on LIV by getting way too wrapped up and allowing himself to be way too critical of his peers who took the Saudi money and left for LIV. But he's backed off of that now after a really kind of rocky couple of years. He's focused more on golf, and I think you could see the results of that at Augusta National when he came through after putting himself to survive.
Yeah, I mean, that roller coaster fun around at the Masters, and we've talked about it at length here on this show, but you had some brilliant shots, you had some unbelievable ugly ones, and a lot of luck thrown in as well. And that final round could be really somewhat of an analogy for his persona, don't you think?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the title of my book ended up being kind of right on the money. You know, Rory Land is a place that the whole world kind of joined on Masters Sunday. We all saw the up and down, crazy, erratic play that he's capable of. But we also witnessed just how popular he is worldwide. He is easily the world's most popular player, and you could see that in the television ratings. And in North America alone, TV ratings were up 33% on Masters Sunday. They were even bigger than that in Ireland and UK and throughout Europe. He really is the world's global icon.
Well, he brought in an audience, some who would not really watch golf because, you know, he's an open book, and I think they were captivated by his heartwarming effort to try to finally win the Masters.
Yeah, I absolutely right, and it had gone on so long, more than a decade. He had been stuck at four major championships and on the verge of being, as you pointed out, at the top, only the sixth guy in history to have won the career Grand Slam. He finally did it. Rory is such a likable guy, as I say over and over again in the book. He is golf's ageless Opie Taylor. There's something about that freckle-faced kid that we fell in love with when he was just a teenager making his major championship debut, still an amateur in 2007 at Carnoustie. We fell in love with that swing, with that wonderful persona. He's got a very sort of open, charming, charismatic way, especially with kids. And he has been an open book, completely responsive to the media for the most part. But there have also been some sort of head-scratching moments, which is what makes Rory Rory.
Yeah, talk about head-scratching. I mean, why do you think he did a 180 when it comes to his stance on LIV golf? I mean, let me just back up a second. In 2022, at the U.S. Open at Brookline, in the heat of the LIV golf versus PGA Tour fight, it was Phil Mickelson's first press conference back since he had joined LIV golf. And at that press conference, I asked Phil, what does legacy mean to you? And do you think your legacy has changed since you joined LIV? Well, he glared at me, and he did not like the question, but he did give a good answer. And then the very next day, I asked the same question of Rory McIlroy, you know, what does legacy mean to you? And he had, you know, a typical, very eloquent, long-winded answer saying that money can't buy legacy, money can't buy reputation. And then he does this 180 about his stance on LIV golf.
Right. Yeah, he's thrown everybody, and he has done this consistently throughout his career. Yeah. He has flip-flopped on all manner of issues, whether it's Olympics, which country to represent in the Olympics, whether the Olympics are worthwhile. He's questioned the credibility of the Olympics, said he was never going to really enjoy his experience. Now he has completely flip-flopped since he's participated in two Olympics. He's flip-flopped on the golf equipment issue, on whether the modern golf ball should be limited in the distance it travels. And he was very outspoken that it should not be a couple of years ago, then kind of inexplicably switched his position on that. And he is as passionate about his new views as he is about his old. That's what makes Rory Land such a fascinating place to kind of analyze. It's, you know, Rory jumps around from issue to issue, and he doesn't quite understand that he owes his fans, he owes the golf community, a clear explanation of why he's changing his views. I think it's fine for him to adopt a different position on a particular issue. We all have to be flexible in life, but he owes us a better explanation as to why he does.
And you describe him, Timothy, as a man without a country. He does not have a nationality to call his own, you say.
He does not, and it's all the peculiarities of growing up in Northern Ireland, and growing up, as I say, a child and grandchild of conflict. It's early on a Sunday morning. I don't want to depress your listenership by talking too much about Ireland's troubles, the sectarian tension that really devastated the north of Ireland for the last three decades of the 20th century. But they were a big part of Rory's life. They decimated both sides of his family. Had a great uncle who was gunned down by a Catholic great uncle who was gunned down by Protestant paramilitary guerrillas in his home, assassinated in his home with his wife in the next room and four young daughters sleeping upstairs. This is November of 1972. This is his father, Jerry's uncle. His mother grew up in a little town west of Belfast called Lurgan, which was so ugly and contentious during the Troubles. It was known as Northern Ireland's murder town, which is not something that any town wants to be known as. There were so many political and sectarian assassinations, bombings, all the rest, kind of a nightmarish situation. That's where Rosie McDonald McIlroy grew up. So it's the realities, the awful realities of the Troubles affect the people of Northern Ireland every day. It has the Northern Ireland to this day has the highest incidence of post-traumatic stress of any society that catalogs such things in the world. That is how Rory grew up. Now, Troubles had calmed down by the time he was a kid, but Rory's career arc will be forever linked to the ending of the Troubles. The Good Friday Agreement was signed in 1998 when Rory was 9 years old. That's exactly the same time. That spring, Rory won the World 10 and under championship at Doral and Miami and returned home to Belfast overnight, a national hero, a national icon. He's been that, and if you can imagine such a thing, since age 9. Think of the pressure on that young kid and on that young man, and now the fully grown man, the 36-year-old Rory McIlroy. He has faced those kinds of pressures, that kind of angst since being a little kid. It's not easy, as I say in the book, being Rory McIlroy never has been.
Sure. And last year at the Zurich Classic in New Orleans, talk about, he and his buddy Shane Lowry, after they won it, talk about what happened with when somebody, threw the green, white, and orange Republic of Ireland flag on the stage.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing, and I think it opens up so much about Rory, that particular moment. I think many of the people tuned in this morning will be familiar with what we're talking about. After Rory and his great buddy Shane, his great pal for 20 years, won the two-man team competition at TPC Louisiana, there was a big, in a pavilion at the course, there was a big celebration afterward, and Rory and Shane climbed the stage and sang karaoke. They sang Journey, Don't Stop Believin'. in the middle of the performance, somebody threw the Irish Republic tricolor flag, the famous green, white, and orange flag onto the stage. It was handed to Shane. Before Shane, a proud citizen of the Republic, hoisted the flag up in celebration, which would have caused the crowd to go even crazier, he looked over at Rory, who was in the middle of singing a karaoke song, microphone at his lips. Rory gave him a very subtle shake of the head. Shane understood, and Shane very carefully, gently tossed his flag back into the crowd. Think about that. It's the troubles. Here it is, 27 years now after the Good Friday Agreement, and Rory still felt uncomfortable as a citizen of Northern Ireland being associated with the flag of the Republic of Ireland to the South.
You don't think about that history in Northern Ireland when you think about Rory, but you know, it goes into quite a lot of detail about that in your book. It's called Rory Land, The Up and Down World of Golf's Global Icon. Thank you so much, Timothy Gay. He could have at least, though, have called Jack Nicklaus to tell him he wasn't going to be playing the Memorial this year.
Yeah, he sure could have, and he should have, yep.
All right. Well, thanks so much. I really enjoyed the read. My thanks to Timothy Gay, to John McLaughlin of Northwest Irish Links, Alan Maloney of Mount Falcon Estate, and to Ed Arzuman in the studio. Talking Golf with Anne LaGoria is brought to you by Travelers Championship. See the PGA Tour's biggest names June 18th through the 22nd at TPC River Highlands. Visit TravelersChampionship.com for information. And by Concert Golf Partners and its family of 38 upscale private clubs. Concert preserves the unique culture of each club and invests capital annually to enhance the member experience. Looking to sell or recapitalize your club? Discover ConcertGolfPartners.com. Hey, the U.S. Women's Open, Maya Stark at 7-under leads Julia Lopez Ramirez of Spain by one. Nelly Korda at 4-under is 3 shots back. Can Nelly Korda make up the ground necessary to win her first U.S. Open title? Korda and Saigo tee off at 1:48 Eastern, and NBC is carrying the U.S. Women's Open from 2 to 7 p.m. And at the Memorial, defending champion Scottie Scheffler, he birdied 4 of his final 5 holes to grab a 1-shot lead over Ben Griffin. Can Scottie win his 3rd title in 4 tournaments? Hey, have a great week, everyone, and I look forward to talking with you next Sunday morning from 7 to 8 right here on Talking Golf with Anne LaGoria.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.